The Writer Files, a member of the Podglomerate Network. I want to mention a great resource for writers, and this month's sponsor, Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories. I'll expound later in the show, but the short version is this long-awaited book about the craft of creative writing from New York Times bestselling author Steve Almond sets out to debunk the well-meaning but misguided myths that hold us back from writing our deepest and most honest work. Pick up a copy today of Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, wherever you buy books, more soon. Greetings, scribes. I have got some exciting news to share. The Writer Files now has an exclusive Patreon community where subscribers will get exclusive access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and content from productivity and publishing experts each month. In the meantime, just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles. It's free to join Patreon to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something special.
Rainmaker FM.
And welcome back to another special edition of The Writer Files. I am your host, Kelton Reed. And in the cliffhanger conclusion to my chat with author and publishing consultant Jody Archer, we're joined this week by Dr. Matthew Jockers, English professor and dean at the University of Nebraska, and co-author of the internationally acclaimed book, The Bestseller Code, Anatomy of the Blockbuster Novel. We'll talk about Matt's game-changing research at the heart of the book, the two authors' new consulting service for writers based on the algorithm they had developed at Stanford, and the author report from my beta test of the service. For 11 years, Matt was a lecturer and embedded academic technology specialist in the Department of English at Stanford University, and there he co-founded and directed the paradigm-shifting Stanford Literary Lab. In 2014, Matt also worked as a principal research scientist for iBooks at Apple. His work on the bleeding edge of text mining and digital humanities established him as an expert at the crossroads of technology and fiction. His work helped lead to the award-winning algorithm behind The Bestseller Code. Honed over 4 years, text mining 20,000 contemporary novels using around 300,000 data points and able to predict bestsellers 80% of the time. Matt and Jody were hounded by writers from all over the world for help with their manuscripts. And on the heels of their international success and winning a Breakthrough Innovation of the Year award, Jody and Matt have founded a unique book consultancy for authors, publishers, and agents based on the algorithm in The Bestseller Code. Beginning December 1st, 2017, ArcherJockers.com will offer 3 tiers of service to authors: single manuscript analysis, series analysis, and a VIP service. In part two of this file, Jody, Matt, and I discuss how Matt found the intersection of words and computing at the dawn of the internet, why Archer and Jockers became a personalized service for authors and not just another app, who should and shouldn't send their manuscripts to the service, what exactly the bestsellerometer measures when it looks at your book, the benefits of distant reading versus close reading for fiction, how to perfect your manuscript before submission to the service, and how my own novel fared against the algorithm. Stay tuned. The Writer Files is brought to you by the all-new StudioPress Sites, a turnkey solution that combines the ease of an all-in-one website builder with the flexible power of WordPress. It's perfect for authors, bloggers, podcasters, and affiliate marketers, as well as those selling physical products, digital downloads, and membership programs. If you're ready to take your WordPress site to the next level, see for yourself why over 200,000 website owners trust StudioPress. Go to rainmaker.fm/studiopress now. That's rainmaker.fm/studiopress. And if you're a fan of The Writer Files, please click subscribe to automatically see new interviews as soon as they're published. And we are back on The Writer Files today with the thrilling conclusion to my chat with co-author of The Bestseller Code, Anatomy of the Blockbuster Novel, Jody Archer, who I had the pleasure to chat with in our last episode, and now also have the pleasure of having Professor Matthew Jockers joining us today. Matt, how are you?
I'm great, Kelton. Thanks.
Yeah, and Matt's the co-author of The Bestseller Code. So Jody and I teased a service that she and Matt are launching as of December 1st, 2017. So if you're picking this up a bit after that, the service will be live. I mentioned that in the previous episode as well. And yeah, if you haven't read the book, also pick up a copy of the bestseller code for some of the nuggets there. But Matt, do you want to maybe catch us up a little bit on your background? You have a pretty different background than Jody, but equally as interesting path to the book and the service and everything that you guys do now. So maybe just a little bit of your origin and background and both the interesting world of text mining, digital humanities, and publishing, etc.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I began very much as a traditional English major. I think I read somewhere you were an English major as well.
I was, yes.
Yeah. I think I also saw that you started in architecture, which I also did for a semester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Weird.
But this was, of course, in the 80s. And I happened to be in college about the time that personal computers were really beginning to become a thing. I remember very well the Apple commercial in 1984. But even though I sort of became quite interested in computers, it wasn't where I thought my passion was. And so I pursued a very traditional English degree, went on to graduate school, wrote a traditional dissertation, but all along the way had this sort of side interest in computation. And somewhere during my PhD program, I began to realize that the two things could find a comfortable home together. And it was really in the mid early 90s, I guess, when the internet was sort of born and more material began to be digitized. And I started to realize that computation could be a way of digging into texts.
Yeah. And you co-wrote this fantastic book using both text mining and a handful of other algorithms that you've designed with Jody.
Right. Yeah.
And now we are at this fantastic service that you're offering. So let's talk a little bit about that. And then, and of course, the kind of the genesis of how the book turned into the service. Maybe a little bit of your thinking behind that, or maybe Jody, if you want to jump in on that one too.
Really, the service has been prompted by the response to the book. When we wrote the book, we wrote it really it wasn't our full intention to make it as a kind of preface to working with authors in any direct way. But the response of the book has been so many emails from authors saying, hey, I know you say this isn't a how-to book, but I've learned so much about my own craft from reading it. Would you consider looking at my manuscript? Would you consider offering a service? And we got a few, and then after a few months when we'd really got a lot of these emails, I called Matt and said, we need to come up with an answer to this request. And we've been working on what we think the right answer is for the last, 6 months, Matt, or more?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, we toyed with various ideas. We had interest from other companies that, but I think Jody and I were both very passionate about something that was very writer and reader focused.
Yeah.
Once we figured out that there was a way where we could really reach out to that audience, I think that's when it clicked for us that this was the right thing to do.
We've decided that. You know, people have offered to run services for us, but we've really decided that what we offer that's unique is all this history that the two of us have, and we've tried how could we teach that to other people so that they could help authors, and we just keep finding wherever we go. It was the same when we worked together in Silicon Valley, that we just have these two PhD backgrounds and worlds of experience around books from different perspectives that put together, we don't really know how to transmit it to somebody else to be able to interpret the algorithm in the right way and talk about a book in a way that's helpful for authors using and contemporary authors using all these masses of data. So we decided to just stay central to the service and make ourselves available. So we won't be able to put 24 hours of every day on it, but certainly dedicated time of our weeks. And the two of us will look at every manuscript that we offer the service on. So we're keeping it as personal to our training as we possibly can. And we're really excited about it. We love talking to authors.
Yeah. You definitely both seem to have a passion for for connecting with authors. And earlier in the show, I mentioned an invaluable resource for writers. Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories based on 3 decades of writing, failing, and trying again. Author Steve Almond is a beloved professor at Harvard and Wesleyan and the acclaimed New York Times bestseller of 12 books of fiction and nonfiction. And in Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, Steve employs the radical empathy he displayed as a co-host of the Dear Sugars podcast with Cheryl Strayed, where they explored the joys and trials of storytelling to explode myths that hold us back from writing our deepest and truest work. The book includes chapters on plot, character, and chronology, but travels far beyond the earnest intentions of most craft books. It also includes writing prompts to generate new work. Pulitzer Prize-winning author Richard Russo called it one of the best books on writing he's ever read, and also the funniest. Pick up a copy of Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories wherever you buy books, and add it to your TBR today. And just a quick aside to revisit the exclusive Writer Files Patreon community, where subscribers get access to uncut ad-free interviews, a writer's happy hour, bonus breakdowns, and a lot more. I know that for serious writers, it can be more distracting than ever to cut through the noise, stay productive, and home in on what's happening in the publishing industry. Over 8 years, we've provided a looking glass into the habits of professional writers and publishing industry insiders. And as your humble host, I've decided to launch a membership-based Patreon for serious scribes to cut through the noise, swap tips and tricks, and hang out with like-minded peers. Just head over to patreon.com/thewriterfiles for bonus writing resources, monthly episode breakdowns, writer's happy hour, a community of your peers, ad-free episodes, and more. It's free to join to get a preview, and you can upgrade anytime. That's patreon.com/thewriterfiles. Help us start something cool and special. Keep calm and write on. So when authors are thinking about, you know, checking out the service and what you have to offer, are you targeting particular fiction, like genre fiction? Are you encouraging, you know, I know that in our last talk, Jody, I pitched you my book, which is a little bit more literary, on the literary side. And we can talk about that more, obviously, because I am a guinea pig now. And that's part of our call here to actually dig into the results from the bestseller code service. But do you recommend that when authors come to the service that they have a finished manuscript? Should it be a particular type of manuscript or length?
That's a good question. We work exclusively with fiction at the moment, and we are non-genre specific, much like the bestseller list. Any genre can make it there, including literary works. And so while we aren't offering the service to nonfiction writers or anyone that's, you know, really targeting a children's market either, anything that's fiction for adults, and even some YA, we talked about that today, can fly, and of typical, novel length. And I know that varies, but not just a short story. You really need to have a novel and a novella maybe, but it's really novels in any genre.
Well, let's dig into the results of my author report, which I received today, and I was very nervous to get the news back. So I'm excited to be one of the beta testers for the service, and so that we can kind of experience firsthand. I understand that you will be offering a video conference to authors to kind of dig into their report once that report comes back. Do you want to tell us a little bit about, like, when you're actually plugging it into the bestsellerometer, kind of what that looks like, or how long that takes to get kind of dig into that information before you chat with authors about the results?
Sure. So there are certain sort of requirements about the manuscript that first have to be taken into consideration. Like if someone sends us something with running headers or something like that, I've got to remove those. So there's a little bit of hand prep. But once the document is in sort of a plain text format, it's run through this process, which extracts something on the order of about 2,800 different data points. Wow. And those data points we separate into 4 primary categories: thematics, stylistics, plot, and character. And then for each of those categories, the machine analyzes those data points and reports back to us information about those four things. The process itself actually outputs a series of data files that we then read and sort of contextualize and interpret to understand exactly what's going on in the text.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. And as I'm looking at this report, I'm pretty blown away.
Thank you.
How so?
I'm blown away just because it is, it's so thorough. And of course, I'm pretty thrilled to admit that the first sentence here says, overall, the algorithm was very pleased with this manuscript, which...
When you spoke to me last time, Kelton, and you said you'd finished a novel and we're launching this service, and you've interviewed me more than once now, so of course I couldn't resist saying, well, let us look at it. And then when you sent it, I thought, oh gosh, I do hope that this is good news. Of
right.
course I did. And the part how the service works, someone would give a manuscript as you did, send it to us, and yeah. Matt does that first run, and it comes out like masses of spreadsheets that he sends to me, and they wouldn't make any sense. This is what I'm saying. You need to have the training to contextualize what you're doing with all these spreadsheets of information. And he just wrote in his email, it's a really, really great, great book. You know, he's doing so much stuff, right? This is great news. So of course I went straight into the detail, and what I then do is create that report with those about 10 very chunky and specific pieces of commentary for you to take away and yeah. start a video conference with. So I'm glad that you like it. And I'm really glad that that as far as the algorithm goes, even though you've got a very literary novel and a fairly experimental one, it's very, very positive. You're doing so much stuff right, showing off your MFA, I think I read that you have.
I don't have a traditional MFA, but I do have a creative writing degree, so I have
well, there you go. You're showing it off in the manuscript for sure.
I have the rare bachelor's in creative writing, which I think is only offered at a couple of schools. But yeah, I mean, it was thrilling to see positive results, and of course, I was wiping sweat off my brow when the report came back. But exciting to see. And the feedback itself is, I think, invaluable. And I think one of the things that authors should know, not to bore you with the specifics of my particular book, which is a literary novel, as I am getting ready to reach out now to seek representation for this novel, looking at this feedback and these scores, you know, I think offers quite a bit. I think fiction authors will be very, very thrilled by the service, because it would probably offer some things that maybe a developmental editor wouldn't be able to see, obviously. And Matt, you can maybe talk a little bit about, you know, how the algorithm is, you know, doing some pretty sophisticated stuff that I don't think a human might be able to pick up on. Specific things we can talk about are, you know, maybe style markers, or, you know, when we're talking about voice and some of the feedback that comes back. Maybe you can dig into a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, a lot of talk in my field right now has been about something called distant reading, which is the idea of sort of using computation to study text from afar, as it were, as opposed to close reading, where you're, you know, human reading. But really, I think, and I've sort of begun to make this argument, this idea of distant reading, it's distant on the one hand, but it's also microscopic on the other. Because what the computer is able to do is to pick up these subtle features of the text that we really miss as human readers. It's able to kind of keep an eye on the things. I mean, even something as simple as the use of function words is the kind of thing that the computer can very easily kind of keep track of. And one of the things that it will do is it'll look at your use of these high-frequency function words, and it'll look at the use of that in a variety of other texts, whether they be bestsellers or novels in a particular genre, and it can compare them. It can say, how does this look compared to what we expect, or what hits the list? And so then those are the sort of things that, after comparison, we can kind of call out and say, hey, you know, your style is really in line with the kind of style that we see in this part of the market, right?
Yeah.
Or not. In your case, it is.
Sure.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and that, of course, I'm thrilled by the results, and I think, you know, it'd probably be good for authors to remember that going into this, that they should be prepared to receive, you know, this feedback with an open mind, because to me, it's kind of mind-blowing, like, oh yeah, of course, there are things that I intended, but even from a perspective, an author's perspective, it's like you're so close to the work, right? That it's hard to, yeah. It's hard to probably make these realizations. And then when you see that, oh, wow, okay. Wow, yeah, okay, there they are. There's the results. There's the words. There's the character agency, which I love. Really cool stuff.
I think that, I mean, my background, unlike Matt's, is in, I used to be an acquisitions editor, and it's so different to be able to look at this data now. So I used to have to talk to authors about improving their manuscripts from a traditional reading standpoint, and this is so different. And I obviously, we know and hope that the authors we work with will find editors and agents, and they will do that traditional style work with them to complement what we're able to do now. And I find it fascinating every manuscript to go to an author and say, blind, this is what the computer is telling me in data that your book, what your book is about and what you're trying to achieve. And it's not just in a category of, oh, it's a romance or it's literary, but it's really, you know, your characters have a certain level of agency, that they're existential. And, you know, I think that's something that I wrote in your report. There's some suggestion that there's some existential philosophizing or thinking about life going on with your characters and so on, and that you can get that just from an algorithm is still fascinating to me, even though we've been working together, Matt and I, now for so long. And one thing I like to ask authors, and so I'm going to ask you now, is the report that I've sent you, does it reflect the book? Do you look at it and think, yeah, that's the book that I wrote, that what it's telling me is my understanding of it, even though it hasn't been read by a human?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty eye-opening, honestly, because, you know, I think maybe an author who's writing, you know, something a little bit more literary might not, because you are so close to it, you might not be able to see the shape. And I think the shape especially was pretty eye-opening to me, the plot shape. And of course, you deliver kind of a graph there that's included in the author report, which is pretty amazing. But it's just really eye-opening. And yeah, absolutely, Jody. I do see my book there. And I didn't, you know, it's like you just don't know until you get that feedback. And this is pretty, I mean, it's really, really, I would say encouraging, because you don't know until you see the results.
Yeah. And our intention, of course, is to show you your book in some way, because we show you a plot line, and I've never seen an author be shown a plot line and not suddenly have a different understanding of the work that they've done, because it's a kind of a bird's eye view instead of the linear narrative way we usually think when we're writing. So we do show you some things in a different way that you likely know, hoping that we give you it from a different vantage point or perspective. And we really are very clear on the things that we think you're doing really right and what you could improve upon or go back to. So I think in your report, we might have said, hey, send it out. We totally support you, ready for commentary from agents and editors, and use that as well. But if you do want to draft again, these are the little areas you might want to improve upon if you want to take your book in that direction. So
yeah.
We're hoping that people get a takeaway that they will go and revise and become ultimately more successful.
Yeah. Matt, did you want to add anything else about the plot line, plot structure stuff? Or?
Well, I think that from one perspective, what we're really doing is providing a level of detail and a level of information that's sort of inaccessible at the level of a human read, right? And so we can point out what your book is doing. Ultimately, though, it's you as an author who will decide whether you like what we think it's doing or if you want to change what you think it's doing, right?
Yeah.
So with the plot, for example, we learn things about sort of where the peaks of and low points in conflict and sentiment are. And so you might decide, boy, I think that central conflict needs to be stronger. Or you might say, no, that this is the kind of book I wanted to write. So it's not, I wouldn't want to present the service as if we're trying to tell you how to change the book.
Right.
Yeah, we don't insist. I mean, we just bring up, I think in your case, we said, okay, this looks to be, you're achieving a certain literary kind of experimental, that LA weight, the tone novel. Is that what you intend?
Yeah.
Because if not, let's talk about it and see we can help you talk through getting to your intention. And if it is, hey, don't change it. But if you're open to some more comments just to kind of enrich your mind, think about, sometimes it's nice to just get feedback on our work. We might say you might want to drive some more action in on the last third or something like that. And some literary authors might say, no, I'm purposefully keeping it different from that. And we say, great, good for you. We're just offering advice on successful novels across the board and giving you things to think about. No. We're not bossy. I think that's what we're both trying to say. We try to be helpful and not bossy.
And well, I think with both of your backgrounds, it's pretty obvious that you're going into this with the intention of really, really getting manuscripts where they need to get. And if they are where they intend to be, then kudos. You know, it's just confirmation. I think for me, it's some truly great confirmation on, you know, where the book is at. And you know, I'm a writer who's at the place where I'm ready to get it out to the world, and I, based on this feedback and this information, I will make a couple more tweaks before I send it out seeking representation. So thank you so much for making me a guinea pig in this fantastic service.
Yeah.
If you have a manuscript, a full-length fiction manuscript ready to go that you want to plug into the bestseller code service.
So it's archerjockers.com, and we're offering three kinds of service that I can maybe tell your listeners about and you, should you continue writing. We have this experience that you've had, which is just a single manuscript review, any book in any genre, just we focus on one book. And then we have, as you may know, many, many writers are writing in series now. Romance authors, thriller authors, they like James Patterson and E.L. James, they keep their characters going book after book. And so we offer a series review where we can take up to six books in a series and look at them all together and spend a little longer with an author looking at the strength of different areas of the series, which is exciting. And then we're going to offer a VIP service that will be for likely established authors with a backlist. Some people have many, many books already. So these authors might already be on the list. They might have already made it or might be on their way up or going to the next level. And they really just want to understand their craft from a different perspective. And when do they get the opportunity to see their works laid bare in this way? So
yeah.
Three kind of services that we're excited about all from the 1st of December.
Fantastic. Archerjockers.com/services. And Jody, Matt, did you want to leave us with any final thoughts, Matt?
Well, I'm delighted that that you shared your manuscript with us and let us run it through the program. And of course, we're delighted to see how well it did.
Well, I was pretty thrilled, and I was biting my nails for quite a few days waiting to hear back. But thank you so much for your time and for your fantastic service, which of course will be linked to at writerfiles.fm for this episode and in the show notes. And again, thank you so much for your time, and kudos on the service. I think it'll be invaluable to many, many authors.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us for this special edition of the Writer Files. You can always drop by writerfiles.fm with any comments or questions on the shows, or hit me up on Twitter @KeltonReed. Cheers. Talk to you next week.